It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen here. We're backstage at Stagecoach. Close the door. Nobody closes the
door. Whitney's staying on the weekend.
Chris Jansen, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
No, really, how are you? It's 125 degrees
no,
out
I'm
there.
Actually, I'm fantastic. I'm like a chameleon lizard in the desert. I just kind of go with it and roll with it. And I wear black all the time. And so
you
it just
are wearing black,
sort of
dude.
Acclimates you to any situation you got to get into. So no, you're doing pretty good.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going, Chris, do the interview.
Yeah, right?
No, man. I'm so, you know what? I'm just so proud to be alive today, number one. We got a hit single, Rock on the Radio, life is good. So it's been a crazy big month. Certainly April has just, it's just been a great month. I mean, we've had a fantastic 2018, and it's good.
We were just, what popped up on our Instagram today, was today, the day 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah. Buy Me a Boat.
That you released Buy Me a Boat.
To radio.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
And you still have a boat.
I know. It's ridiculous. I actually, you know, it's interesting. So people ask me all the time. I wrote it in a song this past week, actually. I said, the line in the song says, people ask me all the time, Chris, did you buy you a boat? The answer is no. I mean, you know, for people out there, for married dudes out there, you know how it is when you're just a working class hero guy, you know, you work really hard and it's hard to get ahead. But when Buy Me a Boat finally hit number one, the first thing I bought was I upgraded my wife's wedding ring.
Aww.
And it was great. It was great because most guys would walk in and say, give me the most awesome boat you have, and I could care less about that. So she said,
we should check with the wife though and see how she feels about the boat.
She jokingly said to this jeweler, "Let me see a great big diamond that you got in here." And she's not that way, right? But
right.
it's fun. We're playing, and he pulls it out, and then we left, and I went back in and bought the diamond. So that was the boat.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You could ride that thing around then. Just, you know, put pedals on it. We'll turn it into a pedal boat. We'll hop on. We'll be like a circus family on shoulders and stuff.
That's what she said.
It'll be fantastic. It'll be awesome. So, you know, you can get for like $20 like a paddle boat.
Yeah.
Which,
well, actually
by the way, everybody hates those. Have you ever noticed that?
They're miserable and dangerous.
Because the pedals are always way too close, so you can't put your arm out. Your arm. I'm doing it wrong. You can't.
That's why they don't like it.
I know.
You're bringing your arm.
You can't stretch your legs out, so you build all that lactic acid in your thighs.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Like, if it has boat in the sentence or in the title, I just want to not do anything on it.
Yeah.
I want to not right. do
exactly.
anything on the boat.
Lay on it.
And to be honest with you, that's why I don't have – like, I'm the only guy you know who – okay, so I love hunting farms and fishing farms and stuff. And so I was, like, searching for a piece of property for me and my youngest kid to go fishing on. So I found it. And with the deal, I got 2 John boats, okay? Now, these John boats, they're awesome John boats.
Yeah.
They don't have motors on them, though, because I don't know how to work one. So,
safer that way.
No, I'm serious. My John boats got paddles in them.
Really?
What's up?
Off the side?
Yeah, literally. I got road Johns.
That's all right. It's
that's
fine.
Like extra exercise.
So yeah. Well,
you got 2 boats.
Hey, well, right. not technically. I mean, not like people would say, did you buy a boat? No. But I kind of got some as part
inherited
of the deal.
I inherited some boats,
and they're not that awesome.
All right. Well, not when you're paddling them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not
they're just a glorified canoe.
All right, so I get this weird feeling. Now, you have not been to Stagecoach before, have you?
Yeah, I was here right when Buy Me a Boat wasn't even number one yet, and it was my first time. But we hadn't been back since. We've literally been traveling everywhere, it seems.
You haven't stopped.
No, literally, we don't ever slow down. So, but that's a great blessing. But proud to be back this year.
Well, are you nervous?
No.
60,000 people, does it make you nervous? Does anything make him nervous? I don't ever see any nerves on you.
You didn't know. That's
because you wanted
any.
This. I mean, I followed that story of you for years across the street from the Ryman, and it just...
Thank you.
It's a story that I always remember. And that
loves
it. And I tell people that story who want their dream and they're focused on money. I'm like, when you talk about do what you love and the money will follow.
Yeah.
You know, and it won't follow every time, but you know what? Your happiness and your mental health is so much more important than the money, and nobody believes that until you have the money and you're still a nightmare.
It's interesting. I mean,
not that I have any money, but
I can assure you one thing that I have seen both sides of the spectrum. And it's, you know, money is not everything in the world. I've written it in songs. Actually, it actually came to fruition. I mean it. But you know, I just always did music because I was kind of born to do it. So I don't really have a choice. This is what I do for a living. And I mean, and I say that so humbly, but also I don't fear and I don't get nervous because when you're a child of God, you don't fear anything. That's it.
Well, dang, I'm gonna have to brush up on this. I know. I told you get ready for it.
You fear nothing. I mean, and I don't mean that pretentious. It's just the honest truth. You don't fear anything. I fear nothing. I'm afraid of no one. I'm afraid of no stage. And I really, And that it's not being cocky either. There's a big distinctive line in between thinking a lot of yourself and just being confident mm-hmm. in yourself. And I just really like making music. I mean, it's not complicated. People just make it that way.
Yeah.
True. That's true.
So it's really all it boils down to is playing the instrument and singing the song that you wrote. It's really all it boils down to.
And not getting in a car with Jackie. I'm just saying that will put fear.
That is dangerous. Yeah,
that is,
you know,
that'll put
fear in the heart of many children of God.
Well, even also getting into my car. I'm not gonna lie. In fact, I was out in my Jeep this past week. I drive this old '97 half all the time broken down Jeep with a bunch of stickers. It looks awesome. People love it. I love it. I bought it on Craigslist. Anyway, my wife
Craigslist
hates it.
But cars are the best.
My wife hates it. I love it. Anyway, it broke down on me again this week, and so here you are, this guy out there in the middle of the road. And it's interesting because at this point along the game, it's weird. You know, your first hit, people like don't recognize you at all. They just, you know,
right.
with a little bit will buy me a boat,
yeah.
you know, and then it's kept
the
building.
Comes.
Right.
Yeah.
Until,
yeah, yeah.
until this real, you know, and then like it's always the good old country boy who stops and helps you push your Jeep off the side of the road. So he pulls
so
over
true.
And he's like eyeballing me like hard.
I know you.
and then, but he was so cool. He never said a word. And we just pushed the Jeep over there. He's like, it's really good to meet you, man. I was like, it's fantastic to meet you too. Thank you. Can
Aww.
I pay you? He's like, not a dime.
Aww,
we've all been broken down at one time. I was like, that is very cool of you.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, well, you know what?
I
would, you know, it's like, I'm that guy, like, too. So I really appreciated him. We had common kinship. I mean, that, you know, you're supposed to help your fellow neighbor. That's the same reason, by the way. I know it's a little off schedule with talking about Drunk Girl, but, like, that's the same reason I wrote it. You just take care of your fellow human. As a man, you take care of your woman. As a woman, you take care of your man. It's simple.
That was... When I first saw the title Drunk Girl, I got a little nervous, right?
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure. And then, like, the first time, and I'm going to get choked up again, but it's like, I remember the first time I heard it choked me up.
Well, thank you very much.
Because there's a lot of good messages out there, and sometimes they're a little too abstract.
Yeah.
Yours is not abstract at all.
Thank you. You know what I'd like to conclude that with? And first of all, thank you for that compliment. I always tell people this, in country music especially. You know what buys art? Money. You know what doesn't buy art? Making art.
That's true.
So, I mean,
so true.
When I write songs, I don't try to make art. I just try to write songs that touch my heart first.
Right.
It starts with the person who's writing the song. And then once you give it to somebody, it's either going to touch them or not. And if it comes on the radio, it's going to go there or not. And my thing is like, if you just put your heart out there with songs like Drunk Girl, and if you're a father like me, by the way, man, if my daughter's ever gotten in that situation... It's really, truly what I hope happens. I hope a guy takes great care of them with great respect, and it's vice versa. It's a 50-50 street. So,
right.
you know, the bottom line is respecting one another and not just saying it, but actually acting upon it. You can change the world like that.
Absolutely. One person, one action at a time.
I'm serious,
with you.
Man. You can change the world like that.
I feel you. So you just wrapped up one tour. You getting ready to head on another?
Yeah, I've got to. Well, you know, it's like I
don't know when you're going to give me the harmonica lesson that you promised me twice.
Oh, yeah.
Or the harmonica.
Yeah.
Today.
I can't even do it.
Anyway, so between tours, I thought we had some time, but you're heading right back out. Lauren Elena and...
Yeah, so Cole Swindell and I and Lauren Elena just finished the tour, wrapped in L.A. at the Greek, and then... I'm constantly touring. Like, we do tons of headlining dates throughout the year. Like, I mean, so many I can't even count. And then... you know, but sometimes they package cool things together. So Jake Owen and I talked about a year ago about doing a tour together during a Merle Haggard tribute in Nashville. And, you know, a lot of times you talk about things that never come to fruition. But this one did. So he was like, do you want to do some touring? And I said, yeah, sure, just real casually. And now we're going to be touring together. So it starts in a few weeks. And we got this dude, Jordan Davis.
He's going to be out with us. Great guy. He's all right.
He's so awesome. He's such a nice guy. He came up to me a while back at this show. And he's like, man, thanks so much. And I was like, great to meet you too. What are you talking about? I never met him before. And he's like, for taking me on tour. I was like, oh my God, thank Jake. I'm just proud to be a part of it, you know. But that just said a lot for who he is. And I, you know, goes a long way.
Nice guy. I thought he was going to thank you for the beard because he like took the beard thing and he ran with it.
Yeah he really
he
did.
He ran with the beard, yo.
Yeah, I was like, thanks a lot, Jordan. I appreciate it. You're a real cool guy, man. It's awesome.
The tune is Drunk Girl. The album is Everybody. And the guest is Chris Jansen.
Thank you
so much, man.
I appreciate
Best
it. Thank you.
Backstage to Stagecoach. When do you go on?
Like 7,
right,
6, 10.
When the sun's about to...
Yeah, you know what? We're going on today.
How about that? Yeah, I can tell you all about the sun in your eyes, but nothing scares you. So I'm gonna let you learn on your own.
I know it sounds so weird, but it's just the truth. I mean, if you really think like that when you wake up, like if you're a true child of God, you don't have to fear anything in this life.
No, I'm not doubting you at all. Yeah, talk to me after the sun's in your eyes. I'm not doubting you at all. But I do worry when I get in Jackie's car.
This is going to be great. I'm going to wrap my full head in a towel.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Sing the whole...
Have Raffy put ice down your back. It'll be fantastic. Oh.